Welcome to Meant to Win, a podcast for founders, visionaries, and leaders who are deeply aware that their life and work are meant to create a bigger impact. We're diving into real strategy, conscious leadership, and the internal identity work that allows you to create massive success. I'm your host, Dr. Stephanie Wigner, an author, speaker, and eight-figure entrepreneur who loves to take business strategy and combine it with the inner identity work that truly unlocks the next level for you. If you know you have a big calling for your life and your work is meant to help more people, then you're in the right place. Welcome back, beautiful people. I recently have been in a little bit of what I would call a chaotic environment by my own doing, by the way. I created this environment, so that's important that you know that, okay? I have had so much travel planned in Q1. So in January, at the middle of January, we went away for my husband's birthday for a week to the British Virgin Islands. At the end of January, we hosted one of the TWP tour stops in St. Pete. In February, right after that, I went to St. Barse. From St. Barse, I went to Boca Raton. From Boca Raton, I went to Naples, where we have a home. And then we came home. Shortly after that, I turn around and I went to Turks and Caicos. Now I'm back. And in 3 days, I head to Costa Rica for a week and a half. So your girl is tired, okay? There's a bunch of moving parts to my life as is, and I feel as though this travel has truly just made it even more chaotic, and not in the best way. So I think this is important to talk about. I remember 5 years ago, it had to be when I was pregnant with Jet, that I was like, I can't wait to world school. I want to travel all over the world. I want to bring Jethro with me, and I want to teach him what other cultures are like. I want him to see other ways of living. And I just think it's really important that he's exposed to that. It was something that I wasn't exposed to at a young age, so I wanted to expose him. And I have manifested that. I can bring my son with me wherever I want. I can take him all over to different countries. And I'm truly, truly so grateful for that. However, I don't think I anticipated how challenging it would be doing that while also running all of these companies. My husband's in charge of our clinics at this point. We have 5 locations. I'm in charge of a multi-million dollar coaching company that is quickly scaling. And as you can imagine, we have a lot of team. We have a lot of things that get brought up on a daily basis that have to be handled. And although we can work from anywhere, I don't know if we should be. And that's an important factor that I'm just sitting with and asking myself, like, just because I can, should I? I don't know if this season of business, I should be all over the map like I am, because I feel like it's harder to get momentum in my clarity. And the team is crushing it. The teams are getting momentum. The business is getting momentum. I can't get momentum in my clarity because I don't have enough time to just sit and pause and be. There has not been a day in my life in the last 3 months that I have not had 10 to 15 things I have to do every day when I'm home because of how much I'm traveling when I'm not home, because of all the projects. Obviously, we do video with the podcast now. We do content days in the content studio. I have more team. We have people that we're hiring and firing every day in the clinics. We're trying to grow those as well. And it's just hard when you're here and when you're present. Like, I'm finding myself being stacked from the time that I wake up till the time I go to sleep. I'm finding myself not sleeping as much because I feel like I have to get a head start on the next day. And it's just not how I like to live. I feel like I'm living in the extremes where it's like, I'm working from the time I wake up till the time I go to sleep, or I'm not. And I'm just like in the ocean frolicking with Jet. Those days are great. The days where I'm like killing myself are not so great. I much prefer a balanced day where I get to do both. I much prefer having 3 to 4 hours of like a work sprint where I'm just dialed in, and then I have time to really think and focus on myself and focus on what I want to work on, focus on what's going to move the needle the most in the business, focus on the strategy that I want to implement next, and then, you know, have time off and just be present as a mom and a wife at home. Right now, I'm living in the extremes, and I can already feel like my body just doesn't love it. And so truthfully, I'm looking forward to a reset in Costa Rica. I'm looking forward to being able to have more of that balance back in my day, And here's the thing, when I stay for long periods of time somewhere like Costa Rica, I'll be there a week and a half. Naples, we're usually there for a couple weeks at a time. That's different because I usually have childcare with me. I'm able to execute on the work things that I need to and then still have time to like go lay in the sun, go for a walk, work out, things like that. When it's these like quick 4 to 6 day trips and I'm back and forth and we don't have childcare and maybe Kyle has deadlines that he's trying to meet, we can't get into a rhythm. And I miss my rhythm so freaking much. I'm sure you parents can relate. I freaking love some childcare and I love a rhythm and I don't have very much of that right now. And so that's also adding to the chaos. And I find myself in this season just asking myself, like, just because I can, should I? Maybe that's a question you need to ask yourself. Do you have enough clarity on what's actually required of you this year to hit your goals? I've reached a point where no matter what I do, I feel like I'm going to hit my goals. I feel like they're inevitable. I think they're meant for me. I think that I'm meant to win. I think that all of it is going to work out for me. Now what I'm realizing though is like, that's not really the conversation I have in my head anymore. The conversation I have in my head is like, how's my energy level? How do I feel? How excited do I feel? How happy do I feel? How congruent do I feel? How aligned do I feel? And with this shift in my schedule, it's not allowing me to feel super aligned with how I want to be spending my time. And so I 100% plan on slowing down the next couple months. I have some speaking engagements in April. So after April, I really will be prepared for Jersey Shore summer. If you don't know, they're the best things on the planet. I'm super excited. Our HQ is like a block from the beach. I'm so pumped to have clients and team come in. We have a whole affiliate day that we're planning for our top 10 affiliates inside of the Wealthy Practitioner. I'm going to invite them in to a Jersey Shore summer at my house. We're going to go to the beach. We're going to do some strategy together. We're going to come to HQ. And I just can't wait for that. That feels like calm, present, and just peace to me. And I am wanting and craving, inviting more peace in. And so I'm going to leave you with that, and I will see you next time.
If something in this episode resonated with you today, trust that it wasn't random. It wasn't an accident. Growth doesn't come from doing more. It comes from becoming more. If you know you're meant for a bigger life, a bigger impact, and success that actually truly feels aligned with you, then you're being called forward. This is your opportunity.